The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for this particular netcast. We're starting a new topic, and this topic is really very important to what we're facing today in this world that is the last of the last days. I mean, come on, folks, we are in the last of the last days. Matter of fact, if you want more information about just how close we are, you need to be listening to Reverend Joseph Morris's End of Days update. He's giving a weekly update on exactly what's going on. And as a matter of fact, he's even recently expanded that a bit, and he is now doing Twitter tweets under his Twitter ID of all the things that are happening, because they're just happening so fast. There's just so much going on. But weekly on Wednesdays, he updates us on what's happening with the end of days and the prophecies that are being fulfilled. It's just amazing. And of course, you can catch that on speakfaith.tv. That is a Roku channel. If you have a Roku device, you can subscribe to that channel absolutely free. And of course, our videos, like the Word of Faith Netcast, this particular netcast is there, as well as the church that I'm a member of, Faith and Victory Church, and Jerry Savelle, and who else do we have? Larry Hutton. And just so many people. J.B. Whitfield out of Clemens, North Carolina. Lots of folks on speakfaith.tv, so I encourage you to check that out. We've got some things happening there, as a matter of fact, that I wanted to tell you about by way of announcements. And that one of those things is that we have updated speakfaith.tv. A lot of the feeds had gotten stale. There's a phenomenon in podcasting called pod fading. I know that's a technical term, but pod fading means that a podcast or netcast has just kind of faded out. There's not any more new episodes, and people just quit making it, and so forth and so on, and it just kind of fades into oblivion. Well, one of our programs that we have on speakfaith.tv just stopped updating. It wasn't updating anymore. I did not realize that Mark Brzee had changed his feed to a different feed, and so once his program stopped in about April, there just weren't any more. Well, of course, there were, but I just didn't know where the feed was, so I couldn't make that adjustment. Now I have found that information, I've changed the feed, and it is being updated correctly. So I encourage you to check out his programs, new programs, fresh every week from Tulsa, Oklahoma, from a World Outreach Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Mark Brzee is pastor. He's one of my favorite teachers, so it's really exciting for me to have new programs for Mark Brzee. We also have new programs from some of our other ministers that have recently been updated, so I encourage you, if you haven't checked out speakfaith.tv in a while, go back and check it out, because we've got new programming from some of the ministers that we're already on. Okay, does that make sense? Praise the Lord. Now, Word of Faith Radio, still going strong, lots of things happening there. Every evening now on Word of Faith Radio, we have programming, teaching from the International Convention of Faith Ministries. Now, they are past meetings and conventions and more recent meetings and conventions, and we have a lot of teaching out there. It's great to have such ministers of high caliber that are members of the International Convention of Faith Ministries. I am a member of that organization. Joined the organization back in 1979 at the very first convention. Technically, I think they've got me down as 1980 because the convention was right at the end of the year and they didn't get our paperwork all straightened out until that next year, until 1980. That's a long time to be affiliated with a great group of folks that are preaching and teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. Brother Harold Cagle is a member of ICFM as well. And we've got some exciting things coming on the horizon. I can't talk about them right now, but it has to do with video. So we got some things happening in that regard as well. So there's a lot going on, a lot of great things that are happening. And we want to get into the Word of God right now. So let's pray and get into the Word. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to come and to share the Word of God. I believe, Father, the people that are watching, their hearts, their minds are prepared to receive and hear from the Word of God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, let's go into the Word right now. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, we're talking about two kinds of knowledge. Now, this is a study that Brother E.W. Kenyon wrote a book about many, many years ago. And it is a powerful topic about two kinds of knowledge. He had a lot of series of books and booklets that had to do with two kinds of love, two kinds of knowledge, two kinds of faith. He had all kinds of books along those lines that had that theme. But particularly with two kinds of knowledge, it's very important that you see that there is a difference between natural knowledge and supernatural knowledge. So, Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, there's a couple of things I need to mention here. There are a lot of people that are teaching that all Jews will be saved no matter what, whether they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord or not. Okay? This is interesting because he's talking to brethren at Rome. He's a Jew. He talks about that the Jews have a zeal for God, which is what he's about to say in the next verse. I got a little ahead of myself here. But the point is, his prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So it doesn't sound like Paul thought that all the Jews were going to be saved automatically, whether they wanted to be or not. No, salvation is available to the Jews. Salvation is available to the Gentiles. Salvation is available to every man, woman, and child on this planet. It's freely available. However, the fact that it is freely available does not mean that you can get saved without receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord, believing God raised him from the dead. He goes on to say later on in this very same chapter that you've got to confess Jesus as Lord, believe God raised him from the dead, and then thou shalt be saved. Okay? But we see Paul's heart here. His heart is that his people, the Israelites, would be saved. Then he says something very interesting in verse 2. This is where we're headed. For I bear them, that is the Israelites, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. They are zealous for the things of God. Now the word zeal here is dezelos in the Greek. It means a heat, a zeal in a favorable sense, an ardor. It is almost like a jealousy of a husband for his wife. In other words, it's a strong desire, a strong zeal toward. Okay? Well, the children of Israel have a zeal of God, according to what Paul is saying here. But he says, not according to knowledge. Now, they had knowledge of God, but it wasn't the knowledge that he's talking about here. This gets into our topic of two kinds of knowledge. So there's a natural knowledge, and there's another kind of knowledge. And this other kind of knowledge that he's talking about is the knowledge that he's talking about right here in this verse. I bear the children of Israel record. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now this word knowledge is a Greek word, and it's a Greek word epignosis. It's what's called a compound word. Compound word. For instance, in English, if I were to say unfavorable, un and favorable, two separate things. You put the un on it and suddenly it's a different meaning, right? Favorable, put un on it, it's unfavorable. Means it's not favorable. So it negates it. Well, it's a compound thing. So epignosis, epig is above and beyond. Above and beyond. Gnosis is a word that means knowledge. Okay? Now, there's an earthly knowledge that I can get just by studying. Now, I've studied computers. Wow. You know, today's my birthday, by the way, November 30th. Today's my birthday, and I'm 59 years old today. Well, I've been studying computers over 30 of those 59 years. And the knowledge I have of computers is a gnosis. It's a natural knowledge. It's not something that came as divine light from God. I studied, I read books, I read magazines, I studied manuals, I acquired the gnosis, the knowledge. That's a Greek word, gnosis, it means knowledge. And it's a body of knowledge. And of course, over 30 some odd years, I've gotten a fairly large body of knowledge concerning computers and video and audio and a whole bunch of other things. But none of that came as a divine revelation from God, you know. God went, thou shalt know computers. He didn't do that. So it's just plain old gnosis. But now if I put epi in front of it, it becomes above and beyond natural knowledge. And that's literally what the meaning here of epignosis is. Above and beyond a natural knowledge. It is a recognition. It is full discernment, Strong says. It is acknowledgement of something that is true. The Bible is true. The Bible, matter of fact, doesn't just contain truth. It is truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said the word of God is truth. John 17:17. So, doesn't matter what you believe about it. It's the truth. Now, you can acknowledge that. Let me give you what Thayer says about epignosis. Thayer's definition is precise and correct knowledge. Precise and correct. See, epignosis, divine revealed knowledge, is always precise and it's always correct. He goes on to say, in the second part of the definition, it is used in the New Testament of the knowledge of things ethical and divine. Now, we can just put it this way. It is divine knowledge that is bestowed. It is divine knowledge that is given. Now, what's a good example of this kind of knowledge? When Jesus was asking his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And there were those that said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. You know, some of them say that you're Elias. Some of them say that you're this or that or the other. But Peter suddenly says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus tell him? Well, Peter, you studied long and hard and read in the Bible all the prophecies concerning me, and now that's why you know this. No. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for God has revealed this unto you. In other words, it came as epignosis, above and beyond knowledge. Knowledge that is beyond the natural ability to find out. And then Jesus made a statement that's very important. When he said, you are blessed because God's revealed this to you. You are blessed and highly favored because God gave you this epignosis, and upon this rock of revealed knowledge. See, he's not talking about the rock of Peter. Come on, folks. Peter, the name Peter. See, he was Simon Bar-Jonah. Notice Jesus used his real name. Simon Bar-Jonah. Jonah was his father. Bar-Jonah meant son of Jonah. So in the Hebrew tradition, his name, his full name, was Simon Bar-Jonah, or Simon, son of Jonah. Okay? Now, he used his real name, but he said, thou art Peter. In other words, he gave him a nickname. You know, it'd be like, I kid about this sometimes when I teach along these lines, it'd be like me saying, yeah, I'm going to call you Rocky from now on. It's a nickname. Well, he called him Peter. Peter is derived from Petra, meaning rock. As a matter of fact, actually, to be perfectly correct, it's Petros, which is a small piece of rock. Petra is a large, massive rock. Okay? Two different forms of the word, but one means a small piece of rock. He basically told Peter, you are Petrus, which is a name derived from Petros. He said, you are Petrus, which is a small piece of rock. But upon this Petra, this massive rock of revelation knowledge, he distinguished between the two. Jesus liked to use words precisely. He liked to use words in a way that specifically showed what he was talking about. All right? So when he gave this example and made this statement to Peter, he said, "You are Petrus," which is like saying rocky, "but upon this Petros," or, you know, Petros was the piece of rock. Petrus was, "You are a piece of rock," and Petra is that you are a mass, or not you, but that there is a massive rock of revelation knowledge. Let me see if I can go over that a little slower. Simon Barjona, I am heretofore naming you Petrus, Peter. You are a piece of rock. In other words, he did it because it was commemorating the revelation knowledge, which was just a piece of revelation knowledge. The fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that's a piece of revelation knowledge. But he doesn't know all about Jesus at that point. He doesn't know all about the second coming at that point. He doesn't know all about everything there is to know about Jesus at that point. He got a piece of knowledge. That's like the spiritual gift concerning knowledge is a word of knowledge. You don't get all knowledge when the word of knowledge is in operation. You get just a piece. And that's exactly what happened. This was a word of knowledge kind of situation with Peter. He got a piece of the rock of revelation knowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, praise the Lord, that's great. But then Jesus went on to say, upon this Petra, upon this massive rock of revelation knowledge, I will build my church. Now let me ask you this. What did Jesus say he was going to build his church on? It wasn't Peter, the man, being the first pope. No, 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 that's not right. It is the revelation knowledge that God gives us supernaturally as we study the Word of God. You know, you can read the Bible and just read it and read it and read it and read it and not get anything out of it. Matter of fact, one of the things I wanted to mention by way of an announcement earlier was that Word of Faith Radio, we have revamped our Word of Faith Radio King James Bible that you can listen online. If you go to WFR.org/KJV, KJV, you can listen to the whole Bible online. And it's wonderful. I enjoy it. I listen to it myself. It is a blessing. But if all you did was listen to those recordings over and over and over, and you never meditated on it, you never studied it, you just listened, well, it's going to be a blessing to you. But until you hear with more than the mere sense of hearing, but hear and receive the teaching. Amen. See, later on here in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But the hearing there is the Greek word akoi, which means more than the mere sense of hearing. So just hearing it, hearing it, hearing it, that's great. Nothing wrong with it. But you got to hear it and receive it. You've got to receive revelation knowledge. It's got to come from God on high. It's got to come supernaturally. Well, how do I get that to happen, Dr. Bill? Study the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate in it day and night. That's what Joshua said we had to do. Joshua chapter 1. It says you have to meditate in the Word day and night, that you may. If you meditate in it day and night, then you may. Okay? If you don't meditate in it day and night, then you won't. May what? May prosper and have good success. Or have success in all the affairs of life. The only way you're going to prosper, the only way you're going to have good success, is to meditate on the Word of God. What happens when you meditate on the Word of God? Revelation knowledge comes. What happens when revelation knowledge comes? You get built up. Jesus said, I'm going to build the whole church on the revealed knowledge of the Word of God. Now, this says a couple of things to me that I think are real important. It says that we must have the church established and built and founded on only the Word of God. Not your funny programs. Not your razzle dazzle. Not your smoke that you might try to blow out of some, you know, dry ice machine in church. You know, not your fancy buildings or your fancy programs. None of that is important. Now, they aren't necessarily bad. They aren't necessarily wrong. But if that's what you're trying to build your church on, you're not building it on what Jesus said the church would be built upon. He said the church would be built upon revelation knowledge of the Word of God. There's two kinds of knowledge. One is a natural knowledge that you acquire by just studying books and listening to training tapes and videos and all that kind of, that's fine. But then there's revealed knowledge, where God drops something in your heart. Have you ever heard the phrase, the light came on? Have you ever been listening to somebody teach the Word of God under an anointed teaching? And you're reading the Bible and a verse of Scripture comes alive and jumps off the page and you go, I see it, I see it. You see what? You see the light. You even may say it that way. I got light on that. What does that mean? You got light on that. You got light on the knowledge of the Word of God. You have revealed knowledge. It was dropped in your spirit. And when it was dropped in your spirit, it was revealed to you. Just like Peter, when he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, it probably surprised him as much as anybody. I've been teaching the Word of God and said things that were revelation, and I'd never heard them. You say, Dr. Bill, if you didn't hear them, how'd you say it? Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost will get to teaching through me, and I'll say something, and I'll go, ooh, that's good. It's not because I said it, it's because the Holy Ghost dropped it in my heart. I'll never forget the verse of Scripture, and I've told you about this before, but I was teaching along. Actually, I was teaching, I have said in the past, it was when I was at Faith and Victory Church, but I did a little, you know, research and found out it was actually while I was teaching my radio program, sitting right here in the studio, teaching into a microphone just like this, and I was teaching my radio program, and I was reading the verse of Scripture that says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. And I said, out my own mouth, it what? And as soon as I said it, I thought, uh-oh, I don't know it what. What does that mean, Lord? And immediately he dropped into my heart, it the system. In other words, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's a system. Death and life are in the power of your words coming out of your mouth. Your words set in motion the cycle of natural events, according to the book of James, chapter 3, right? All right, but they that love it, the system of speaking words and having them come to pass, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And I heard myself say, it is the system. We've got to love the system. And I went, wow. Yeah, I had one of those, I could have had a V8 moments. Wow. Revealed knowledge was dropped into my heart concerning that. And I've never forgotten that. To this day, I've never forgotten that you got to love the system. It became revealed knowledge to me. You've got to love the system that God has set up. Well, praise the Lord, that's revelation knowledge. And that's what we're talking about, not that part. We're talking about that I got it. That light. That, ooh, I got it, moment. All right? That's what he said he'd build the church on. And I'm telling you, folks, this is the sad truth. There's a whole lot of folk. They're not getting it. Amen? They're just not getting it. They're not having that moment. Some people say, I had an epiphany, a moment of revelation. There's a whole lot of folks not getting it. Because they're not meditating in the Word. They're not studying the Word. They're not sticking with the Word. Amen? Whew. We're going to get into some things in this study, I can tell you. Matter of fact, we've already shotgunned in several different directions. But anyway, we're out of time for right now. We're going to have to stop. Join us again next time. But before I go, let me remind you, Our address, Word of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code is 27262. Write me there, or you can write me at my email address. And, of course, my email address, that's quicker. I get it much faster. And that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Join us on our radio program on WFR.org, Christian Radio. Join us there, 11:30, Monday through Friday. Okay? 11:30 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on the radio program. And then, of course, right here on the Word of Faith Netcast, which also the audio of this program airs on Word of Faith Radio at 9:30 on Sunday mornings, Eastern Time, on Word of Faith Radio. So, join us there. Remember, until the next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.